Mrs. Riley heard Santa put the telephone down. Then a child screamed, a door slammed, and Santa was back on the line.
Christ, I tell you true, Irene, that child won't listen to nobody. I'm trying to cook her some spaghettis and daub, and she keeps playing in my pot. I wish them sisters at her school would beat up on her a little. You know Angelo. You should have seen how them sisters beat up on him when he was a kid. One sister throwed him right into a blackboard. That's how come Angelo's such a sweet, considerate man today.
The sisters loved Ignatius. He was such a darling child. He used to win all them little holy pictures for knowing his catechism.
Them sisters should have knocked his head in.
When he used to come home with all them little holy pictures, Mrs. Riley sniffed, I sure never thought he'd end up selling weenies in the broad daylight.
Mrs. Riley coughed nervously and violently into the telephone.
But tell me, sweetheart, how's Angelo making out?
His wife Rita rings me up a little while ago to tell me she thinks he's coming down with pneumonia from being stuck in that toilet all the time. I tell you true, Irene, that Angelo's getting as pale as a ghost. The cops sure don't treat that boy right. He loves the force. When he graduated from the cops academy, you would have thought he just made it out of the Ivory League. He was sure proud.
Yeah, poor Angelo looks bad,
Mrs. Riley agreed.
He's got him a bad cough, that boy. Well, maybe he'll feel a little better after he reads that thing Ignatius gave me to give him. Ignatius says it's inspirational literature.
Yeah? I wouldn't trust no inspirational literature I got from that Ignatius. It's probably full of dirty stories.
Suppose somebody I know sees him with one of them wagons.
Don't be ashamed, babe. It ain't your fault you got a brat on your hands,
Santa grunted.
What you need is a man in that house, girl, to set that boy straight. I'm gonna find that nice old man asked about you. I don't want a nice old man. All I want is a nice child.
Don't you worry. Just leave it to Santa. I'll fix you up. The man runs the fish market, says he don't know the man's name. But I'll find out. As a matter of fact, I think I seen him walking down St. Ferdinand Street the other day.
He asked about me?
Well, Irene, I mean, I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I don't even know if it was the same man.
You see that? That old man don't care neither.
Don't talk like that, girl. I'll ask over by the beer parlor. I'll hang around Sunday Mass. I'll find out his name.
That old man don't care for me.
Irene, there's no harm in meeting him.
I got enough problems with Ignatius. It's the disgrace, Santa. Suppose Miss Annie, the next-door lady, sees him with one of them wagons. She's already about to get us put under a peace bond. She's all the time spying in that alley behind the shutters.
You can't worry about people, Irene,
Santa advised.
The people on my block got dirty mouths. If you can live down here in St. Odo of Cluny Parish, you can live anywhere. Vicious is the word, believe me. I got one woman on my block's gonna get a brick right in the face if she don't shut up about me. Somebody told me she's been calling me a merry widow. But don't you worry, I'm gonna get her good. I think she's running with some man works at the shipyards anyways. I think I'm gonna write her husband a little anonymous letter to straighten out that girl.